This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Columbia Store and Tire, Twin Cedar School District, Motor and Auto Group, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill at the Hotel Sheraton, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, and Stan Drywall. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does one feed dealer work with their customers to help turn a profit for all? In the third part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Marvin Sandy Ozenga with Ozenga Feed Service, Oskaloosa. Well, Marv, when did Ozenga Feed Service start?
We started in business with my dad and I started in business in 1982. I worked for a guy that was in business before that, and he decided to get out of the business, and my dad wanted to get out of the factory, so we went into business then.
Well, so that's quite a good run so far.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable and changing.
Tell people a little bit about what you sell, would you, Sandy?
We sell all kinds of grind and mix rations for cattle, for pigs, for goats, for sheep. A little bit of everything, and then we also sell bagged feed for livestock that comes straight from the plant in Altoona.
So there's a plant in Altoona?
Yes, that's where we get our complete feeds from.
And you're a Kent feed dealer?
Right.
So Kent feed, it's a national brand? It seems like I see it everywhere.
It's a Midwestern brand.
It's Midwestern?
Yes. Kent feed started in the 30s, and in Indianola, and they moved to Muscatine, and they just grew from there. So they've got plants all over the Midwest.
And what's your main product that you sell?
I would have to say that 34 baby beef is probably the product that we sell the most of.
34 baby beef?
Yes.
Is there a 35 baby beef? 33?
No. 34 baby beef is a percent of protein. And actually, that's probably what was known by the company when it started, when Kent Feed started, as the feed without the filler was 34 baby beef.
And okay.
It's all in all of our show feeds that we make, too.
For the cattle.
For cattle.
Okay, so there's been a lot of research to show that that's a good percentage.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Comes up to that percent of protein.
And that's sort of what the cattleman wants, then, is that
that's
mix?
The supplement part, that's a supplement, so that's what makes the cattle grow. Helps them utilize more of what they're eating. And when they eat corn and hay and forages and stuff, it helps them metabolize that to get more out of what they're eating.
Okay, so since I don't know anything, this sounds sort of dumb. But so you've got the feed and then you got the supplement, is that right? Or the feed comes with the supplement in it?
The supplement goes in the feed.
The supplement goes in the feed.
Yes, we mix the supplement in the feed as a feed.
All right, so you do that. You mix it here?
Yeah, a lot of it we do, yes.
All right, and why mix it here? Why not mix it somewhere else and ship it?
Nobody else wants to do it, so we've kind of got a niche around here for doing, like, for 4-H kids, small batches, like for FFA kids when they go to the fair. A lot of people come and buy small bag mixes.
Okay, so that's
for their livestock.
Because a lot of other places just sell the large bags?
Or bulk. Big bulk trucks.
And then so you're going to have to explain it to me. So the trucks make the deliveries to the farms, or how does that work? I guess they're big, giant operations. You want semi-loads for some of them, huh?
Well, not here. We don't do semi-loads. We do just small, what, eight ton?
We can do anywhere from 1 ton to 16 ton of feed and hauled out.
Okay.
In a load. But most of our feeds are probably in the 2 to 3 ton lots as far as bulk feeds, which are made specific for the farmer's needs.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, Marion County Auto Body, Jersey Freeze in Monroe, Knoxville Farm and Home, Melcher Dallas School District, and the Quilted Windmill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Laley, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Pella Feed Service, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
I continued my conversation with Marv and Sandy Ozenga with Ozenga Feed Service in Oskaloosa. So let's say I have 300 cattle. I'm going to call you up. I'm going to say, and you know I've got 300 cattle. What? And I want, how am I going to buy it? Am I going to want it for a month? Am I going to be on a contract? Are you going to deliver on a regular schedule? How's all that work?
Well, we operate when the customer calls, they state when they want the feed, and we deliver the feed when they want it,
and so
how they want it.
How much they want to.
So the farmer has to figure out all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm a farmer, if I'm a rancher, I know what I need for my 300 cattle.
Yes.
How much a proportion of delivery to local farmers is your business as opposed to people that stop by, the 4-H kids, for example?
Delivery to the farm is probably two-thirds of our business, because that's more volume. The smaller volumes people pick up to take.
And they will be bagged.
And usually that's a bag product, so they'll come and pick it up from us.
Okay, so you've got guys out back bagging.
Yes.
How many employees do you have?
There's three that work in the mill, and then there's two of them that drive trucks that deliver and pick up and deliver.
And I'm guessing that in the mill is where you mix everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything else done in the mill? Just the mixing?
Yep.
There's some bookkeeping. Yeah.
Is there different kinds of products, say the cattle farmer wants to choose from? Like, do you sell seven different kinds of feed, or is it just that one 34%?
There's lots of different
lots
feeds.
Of different feeds.
Yeah. There's some that's more specific to where the cattle are and whether they're going to market or whether they're going to be breeding cattle or whether they're going to be show cattle or what. It depends on where they are in the stage of life or what they get.
Wow. That's pretty complex.
It can be that way, but...
Well, we've got everything from like a starter feed for a little newborn calf to creep feed where they're off of the mama and they get to eat creep feed, and then we do a grind and mix all the way up until they're ready for market.
Wow. So a cow might eat, cattle might eat four or five different kinds of feed over their lifetime.
Could be.
Yeah, generally most cattle are going to eat some corn at some time in their life. Mm-hmm. They're going to eat hay. Some of them are going to eat silage, which could be corn silage or rylage or oatlage or something like that. So we got to put the rations together according to what they're going to feed them.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Firm Foundations Concrete in Prairie City, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Pella Corporation, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Pirschbacher Funeral Homes, Pella Precast Products, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service in Carlisle, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, Ozinga Feed Services in Oskaloosa, Krause Cafe, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Harry's Ag Application LLC, United Farmers Cooperative, Indianola Country Store, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, and the State Bank of Bussey.
I continued my conversation with Marv and Sandy Ozinga with Ozinga Feed Service in Oskaloosa. How important is customer service to you?
That's top of the line to us.
That's what we live on. That whatever we sell doesn't make any difference if we don't give service.
So how do you make sure that you're given the service that the customer wants?
We try to do things as if we were being served by somebody, what we would expect. We figure that's what the customer expects, but we will ask the customer what they expect from us, and we'll try to do that. If we can't do it, we'll tell them.
Because you don't want to say you can do something and can't.
I'm not come up with
I mean, we'll
that.
Try a lot of things, but if we can't do it, we'll tell them.
You'd be surprised how many rations we've got out there and how many items are in the rations. There's like some of them have like 12 to 15 items that go in that ration of one ton of feed, and it's pretty nitpicky when you get out there in the mill and you have to do all that. You know, you have to have the right amount of each thing in that mix to come out to the finished product, so pretty interesting.
What do the guys do? They shovel it in, or are there bins it drops down from?
We have bins that drops down.
They have way hopper to get the major stuff in, and then some of the stuff gets dumped out of a bag that's pre-measured. Some of it gets dumped out of a bucket that's pre-measured, so they got everything together. And then then everything is weighed to make sure everything got in the batch.
So that sounds like it's something different that you do, that you can provide these mixes as specific as the person wants, as opposed to somebody that doesn't mix it.
Yep.
That's what we specialize in.
And so that gives you a leg up on the competition? Is that why you do it?
Part of it is because we like to do it. Part of it is we're in a niche where some places don't have facilities to do it and do it right. We're in a facility that we think that we can do it and do things correctly and right and provide a product that the customer wants and likes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Barn Builders, Marion County Bank, Hormel Foods, Ag Resource Management, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Let It Shine Detailing, Suter Family Farms, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Marion County Farm Bureau, McDonald's, Myers Construction, Sims Custom Wash, Janko Industries, manufacturer of handy products, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, Culver's of Pella, Nearwood Winery, Animal Health Center of Knoxville, and Straw Hat Farms of Pleasantville.
I continued my conversation with Marv and Sandy Ozinga with Ozinga Feed Service in Oskaloosa. So where does all of this stuff come from that you mix?
We have some suppliers that supply different parts of it. Of course, corn is the main ingredient in most of the mixes, and oats, some oats. And the proteins mostly come from Kent. We get some through Sunglow, which is another company. But which is a show feed, strictly show feed stuff. And then we get some ingredients in, like we got Stutzman's over in Hills, Iowa. They provide all kinds of different ingredients that are, they're reliable to have it on hand, or they can get it for us. And so we've done a lot of business with them. So,
and where does the corn come from?
Farmers.
Mostly from farmers.
Right, we buy from farmers, and then some of them will grain bank their corn here.
Okay.
We don't have very many grain bank, but we do have some.
All right, so you've got some things stored here for farmers, and you purchase locally, so that helps your local farmer. They don't have to haul it as far.
Right.
So that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Good deal for us and them.
What's the best part of the business?
The people. We get to meet lots of nice people, and it's just interesting. People are all different. We are too. And people always expect something, and we expect to give service. They expect service, and that's how we do business together. I mean, it's a service-oriented thing. We work together. They need a service, and we're here to give it.
And for you, Sandy?
For me? Well, I like the people, too, working with the people, and also it's kind of a family business. We've got some really good employees working out in the mill for us, which is we're very fortunate there. But mostly it's, serving the people is the best part of it, how they like what we give them.
Is there a question I should have asked you? Is there something else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I've had people ask me why we even got in a business for ourselves. And it's one of the things is because we're kind of free. We're not necessarily all free, but we can do things as we see fit. If we do something wrong, we're going to pay the cost of it. If we do something right, we're going to benefit from it. So we're kind of put in a direction that we proceed down the road ourselves, instead of somebody telling us what to do all the time, which sometimes the government likes to do that, but that's beyond, that's a point in fact that's all over. So, but it's enjoyable to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And
enjoy coming to work.
Yeah, I look forward to coming to work every day. I also look forward to weekends, but I look forward to coming to work.
Thanks to Marv and Sandy Ozinga for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.